And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show, this radio show, this one right here. I'm talking about this show. Goes from like Huntsville back over to Chattanooga, from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden, all the way down to that loveliest little village on the plains we call Auburn, straight across the border from there to what we get to call once again Fort Benning. And then big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. And that's just the radio. Then there's the online with a huge audience that's all over the place. We just love this audience. And we're glad to be a part of it with you. All right, so I got a couple of texts, and then I'll move on. John from Huntsville says, JP, look up deviled ostrich eggs, and you'll be amazed. Deviled ostrich eggs. Also look up pickled ostrich eggs. You'll be equally amazed. John.
I don't know if I even want pickled ostrich eggs.
I don't know that I want an ostrich egg, period.
Nah, I don't think so.
Things are huge. Like a football.
I don't know if that's like a sandwich. A deviled ostrich egg would be.
It's more than a sandwich. it's like a pizza.
Like a side of a pizza.
It's awesome. Matt from Madison says we ought to send Ilhan Omar. We should send Ilhan Omar. She should take her squad cohorts with her. Yes, we should send her somewhere. All right, listen, I'm gonna switch gears here momentarily. All right, so I did Dipper 1, 2. I am going to touch on number 3. All right, listen, we've had a little levity. We've talked about culture wars. We've talked about policies that are affecting our kids. Let me just switch gears and go international for a minute, because there's something that caught my attention this weekend that I don't think is getting enough playtime, and I'm going to tell you why. Here's my question for you. Are we about to go to war with Iran? Ho! Phil just changed gears. Yes, he did. Stay with me. That's what we can do here. We're strong enough on this show to be able to pivot hard from one topic to the other, even when they don't seem to relate. They do relate in that we care about them on the right side of things. So here's the thing. This past weekend, if you did not see it, a major event occurred. The Houthis, who are in Yemen, which is all the way down on the coastal regions of the Middle East, on Yemen, fired a ballistic missile that went over neighboring nations and landed in Israel. The Iron Dome did not take it out. I don't know why. I'm not sure if there's a failure. I'm not sure if it missed. All I know is this ballistic missile landed at the Tel Aviv airport. Now, I heard one expert say, and I agree, Tel Aviv airport is a big, big, big target, meaning they didn't have to dial in the same kind of, you know, laser-guided munitions or GPS-guided munitions that we have, the capabilities of striking within a 10-meter range. But they hit next to the airport. All air traffic had to stop. Everything had to, you know, go into lockdown mode. This is not Hamas right next door. This is not Hezbollah right next door. This is another Iranian proxy that was literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles away with another sovereign nation in between. The Houthis fired this missile. What happened next, in my opinion, was very telling. What happened next was Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who took to his own X platform and tweeted out a previous tweet from Donald Trump. Now, the tweet from Trump occurred back in March, I believe. Trump said this in March, "Let nobody be fooled. The hundreds of attacks being made by the Houthis, those sinister mobsters and thugs based in Yemen, who are hated by the Yemeni people, they all emanate from and are created by Iran. Any further attack or retaliation by the Houthis will be met with great force. There is no guarantee that that force will stop there. Iran has played the innocent victim of rogue terrorists from which they've lost control, but they haven't lost control. They're dictating every move," said Trump, "giving them the weapons, supplying them with money and highly sophisticated military equipment, and even so-called intelligence." And he ended by saying this. This is Trump. "Every shot fired by the Houthis will be looked upon from this point forward as a shot being fired from the weapons and leadership of Iran. And Iran will be held responsible and suffer the consequences. And those consequences will be dire." We've been in a bombing campaign against the Houthis now for about almost not quite 2 months. Benjamin Netanyahu took that tweet that I just read you from Donald Trump, and he retweeted it himself and said this about it. "President Trump is absolutely right. Attacks by the Houthis emanate from Iran. Israel will respond to the Houthi attack against our main airport and, at all caps, and at a time and place of our choosing to their Iranian terror masters. You may recall that last year, Iran conducted missile and drone strikes from its sovereign borders as a nation, not using its proxies, not using the Houthis, Hezbollah, or Hamas, not using terrorists inside hiding in the country. Iran, from its own territory, its own country, inside its own borders, launched missiles and drones in a massive attack that launched across Iraq to fly over to Israel. It was a wildly unsuccessful attack. The Iron Dome took them out, most of them before they even got close. So we've already had nation on nation from Iran to Israel. That was before Trump took office. Trump takes office and says, if the Houthis keep shooting, we're going to hold Iran responsible. A Houthi missile launches and lands in Israel yesterday. President Trump is being said to be absolutely right by President Netanyahu, and Netanyahu threatened the Houthis and Iran in his response. I'm just telling you, folks, that's beyond rhetoric at that point.
Can I just say, I cannot be vehemently more against that, a war with Iran. I think that's just crazy.
It's crazy, but I don't want a nuclear Iran either. I mean, I don't want a war with Iran. I don't at all. But the last thing we need is the country that yells death to America having the ability to have nukes or launch them or give them to terrorists to use against us. I don't think you're going to see a full-scale war, but something's going to blow up inside Iranian territory sometime soon, I guarantee you.
Well, I saw some about how Iran says that they will retaliate against the U.S. in that scenario, and I don't know. I just...
Doing what?
Any sort of strike within Iran, you know, on a nuclear...
What would Iran do?
Probably fire back, do something, you know.
They've tried that.
Mm-hmm.
They've already tried that. So what I'm saying is first shots have already been fired, and they were fired by Iran. That's the problem, is right now we're staring at a situation where world shipping is being dictated to by Houthi rebels, which are Iranian proxies.
I'm sorry, I don't want to cut you off, but I'm fully for striking the Houthis. You know, I think they are just an annoying little nuisance that's raging, you know, chaos in the Red Sea.
Who are supplied and directed by Iran.
Oh, no, and I'm not denying that. It's just, I don't know, man.
Listen, I'm not blowing off what you're saying, because I'm not for it either. But I'm not for doing nothing. Where I think we can't be is in an isolationist mode that says we don't care what they do, we will not do anything. That's where Biden was, and that's why Iran was emboldened for the last 4 years. What I think is happening right now, though, is this. I think you got several indicators, and I'm going to run through them. Here's my quick rundown of the several indicators that lead me to believe that we're going to see something blow up in Iran sometime soon, and it's probably going to be the Natanz nuclear site or something related to the nuclear industry. Because right now we're being told, not only can Iran make nuclear weapons within days, perhaps weeks, we don't know, but experts believe it's days to weeks. If they want to go for it, they can. Here's the other thing. I read a study this past weekend that pointed out that we don't have to wait for them to achieve perfection. They can make a dirty bomb now. If they load fissile material into some of these ballistic missiles they've already been willing to shoot at Iran or at Israel, then they can load them right now with fissile material that at the very least will make them contaminatory. They can make them into a dirty bomb easily. So you've got Trump saying what he said. You've got Trump in a bombing campaign against the Houthis. You've got Israel in a major campaign against Hamas and also against Hezbollah at the same time. They're wiping out the Iranian proxies. Iran is being isolated on the world stage, and yet Iran is the one who is willing to fire missiles at another sovereign nation and has not received direct repercussions from it. However, yesterday, President Trump announced that he will go ahead and say that there will be sanctions against nations who choose to buy Iranian oil. I've got that right here. That's ABC News, Dateline yesterday. Trump threatened sanctions against buyers of Iranian oil after the U.S.-Iran nuclear talks are postponed. All right, you now have sanctions isolating them economically. You now have, they've become a pariah on the world stage. They are no longer capable of sustaining their Houthi, Hezbollah, or Hamas proxies. Iran gets desperate Internally, they are also seeing their own levels of discord rising among the people who are sick of the Ayatollahs lead them down this path. And then here's your indicators. First indicator is the fact that you've got Hamas being crushed by Israel. Well, Phil, that was already happening. No, it's different. Israel is no longer willing to hear the world say stop. There was a time when Israel would constantly say, fine, we'll stop, okay. They're not doing that anymore. Israel is no longer saying, listen, rest of the world, what do you think? We care about what you think. They don't care what people think anymore, which tells me there's a different level of resolve in the Israeli cabinet. Indicator number two, you ready? Indicator number two, that in the last 9 months, we saw Iran choose to make that nation-on-nation attack already. In other words, first blood or first attempts at first blood were drawn by Iran, meaning they have lost the ability to control themselves. They will launch missiles when they want to. That is seen as a dangerous level of escalation. Third indicator. Third indicator, in my opinion, is the fact that Israel did not slow down when it turned north and went across the border into Lebanon to destroy Hezbollah. While they were fighting Hamas, while they were beating off Iranian missiles, they went ahead and said, while we're at it, we're going to go ahead and crush Hezbollah. That's a different level of resolve. Once again, they're willing to fight a multi-front war while defending themselves with the Iron Dome. And then the fourth indicator, in my opinion, is those sanctions and tariffs I told you about. Those sanctions and tariffs have changed the dynamic for Iran. They cannot sustain their economy in that kind of polarized economic environment. Their people are fed up. The man on the street is getting sick of the Ayatollahs. Do not be surprised if you don't see a combined something blows up in the dark of night with a uprising on the streets of Tehran. I don't know if it's going to be an overt attack or a covert attack. But in my opinion, y'all, I'm telling you, I'm serious when I say this. In my opinion, you're going to wind up seeing something blow up in Iran sometime soon to debilitate their ability to make nuclear weapons. And as close as they are and as willing as they've been to do the things they've been doing and as desperate as they're becoming as they're isolated on the world stage, I'm going to say I'm not going to be a bit surprised within the next 2 weeks to watch something blow up in Iran. Ambassador Mike Huckabee, who is now the ambassador to Israel, U.S. ambassador to Israel, tweeted out that same Donald Trump tweet that I saw earlier and said, Israel was hit today by ballistic missiles from Iran-backed Houthis. Donald Trump said it best. And then he tweeted out that tweet again. That's where we are. But I'm just telling you, that's my Phil Williams perspective. You watch the news. You keep your eyes on it. Will it affect us? Yeah. Yeah, it will. And then you have to look and see, okay, how much of what came across our southern border was not really Hispanic, but was Iranian? How much of what came across our border was Tehran coordinating with cartels? How much of what came across our southern border were cells that were being placed to conduct mayhem should we strike? And I'm going to tell you right now, it's a good thing that Donald Trump was elected for the sole, if nothing else, for the sole reason that he is willing to do what it takes to protect this nation. I still think we have problems, but I think we're in a better place than we were. All right, there you have it. Take me to a break, brother. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.